gathers in money, which is nitzutzeis of kedusha. Money is nitzutzei hakedusha. Ki heim bechinas hagavenin iloin sheyesh bezohov vochesev unachoshes sheheim hamomim. The nitzutzeis of kedusha are the heavenly colors which are found in gold, silver, copper, which are money. Money is gold, silver, copper, as we see even in American money. V'zeh bechinas taivas ashivus. This is the concept of the taiva for wealth. Shehi bechinas malchus. Ashirus is an Indian of malchus. This taiva of being ma'aseif wealth, gathering in wealth, is a bechina of malchus. V'alkein amolek shehu malchus harisho roideif esmach nedon. This is why Amalek, which was the Malchus the Sikrachra, chased Bedafka after Shevet Don. They attacked Shevet Don. Shehu bechinas Malchus Diktusha kanal. Don symbolizes the Malchus Diktusha. Kamei shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, Vayezaneiv becho kol hanecheshole machrecho. Amalek chased after the tail of Bnei Israel, the weak ones, the stragglers who straggled behind, meaning Shevet Don, which was the last Shevet to travel within when Bnei Israel traveled. And the Pasuk says over there, Vayezaneiv becho kol hanecheshole machrecho, v'ato oyef v'yogea, and you were very tired at the time, Bnei Israel, v'lo yorei elikim, and you didn't fear Hashem. Meaning that, what is Amalek? Amalek is bechinas v'lo yorei elikim. Amalek is the opposite of Yira, of Yira Diktusha. Yira Diktusha is the Malchus Diktusha. Amalek is the opposite of that. Hainu, bo'eitz she'en lehem koyach Malchus Diktusha, at a time when the Jews don't have the koyach of the Malchus Diktusha properly, she'i bechinas yorei elikim kana, which refers to Yiras Shemayim, ki Malchus Homan Amalek hu hipuch Malchus Diktusha, because the Malchus of Homan Amalek is the exact opposite of the Malchus Diktusha, ki Malchus Diktusha hu bechinas ma'aseif l'chol amachnes Diktusha. The Malchus of Kedusha is that which gathers in all the machanos of Kedusha, all the camps of Kedusha. It's Koyleel, all the camps of Kedusha. O Malchus the Sitra, O Malchus Homan Amolek, Shehu Malchus Arisho, He Bechinas Ma'aseif Momoin Kanal. Is the opposite. This, the Malchus of the Sitrachra, gathers in money. Kim is Gaber B'Taivas Momoin, Kedei Litfois Kolani Tutsis Hakdusha Kanal. He strengthens himself with Taivas Momoin in order to grab all the Nitzutsis of Kedusha that are found in money. Ach Afal Pikein, Ein Moyele Klal. But still, it doesn't help him at all. It doesn't help the Malchus the Sitrachra at all, even to do this. Why? Ki yesh koyach b'malchus tikdusha shehi b'chinas Mordechai lohitzi meitoi kol hamomoin v'chol anitzutzes hakdoshim shebola. Because there is found within the Malchus tikdusha, which is symbolized by Mordechai, we said before that Mar is an Indian of Malchus, the purity of Malchus. Mordechai is more a deroyer, Malchus withdrawer, with freedom, not slavery. He was the one who redeemed the Malchus. So Rabbi Nizal says, the Malchus Diktusha, Mordechai has the power to steal all the money from Haman and to rob him of all the Nitzutzei Sakdoshais, which he swallowed up, which the Sitrachra has swallowed up. This is why the Gemara says in Megillah, if you recall, which we had very recently, the Gemara says that there's a pasuk which says, "Ki lo odom shetoiv lefonov nosan chokhma v'das." The pasuk says to a person who is very good to Hashem, Hashem gave chokhma and das. The Gemara says, "Who is that?" Ze Mordechai. That refers to Mordechai. Hainu Shemordechai hu bechinas Malchus Diktusha kanal. Mordechai, who is the Mordechai Shehu bechinas Malchus Diktusha. Mordechai, who is the Malchus Diktusha. Nosan loi chochmo v'das kanal. Hashem has gifted him with chochmo and das, as we explained before, that you must, once you have Malchus, you better beware that you must have chochmo and das, because Malchus alone buries you. Emuna alone, Rabbi Nizal says, buries you, unless you put das into it. If you have emuna and das, that can have a kiyum, Rabbi Nizal says. V'zeh toiv lefonov, that's why the pasuk says, la'odam she'toiv lefonov. What is toiv? Bechinas ha'toirah. We know that the Gemara says many times that the word toiv refers to Torah. Ki ein toiv ela Torah. The Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, ein toiv ela Torah, as the pasuk says, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al pazoivu. So we see that toiv is Torah. So Mordechai, who was the Malchus Dikdusha, had to have chochma and das, had to have toiv, which is the Torah. V'lachoyte nosan inyan lesoif v'lichnois. And the pasuk says, and to the sinner, Hashem gave him one job to do, to gather. Zeh homon. The Gemara says over there, that refers to homon. Hainu shehomon hu bechinas malchus tisitra achra. Homon shehu bechinas malchus tisitra achra kanal. Homon who is the bechin of malchus tisitra achra. Hu ma'aseif momon kanal. He gathers in money. Vezeh loseis letoiv lefnei elikim. The pasuk finishes by saying loseis letoiv lefnei elikim, to place the good before Hashem. Bechinas hatoira. She Mordechai, shehu bechinas malchus tikdusha. Mordechai, who is the bechin of malchus tikdusha, moitzi mimenoi kol hamomoin v'chol hanitzutzos. He steals, he takes away from Haman all the money and all the nitzutzos. V'naase mizeh toira kanal, and he makes from this toira. Ki Mordechai moitzi mimenu kol hashirus. Mordechai robs Haman, robs the sitra achra of all the hashirus. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, Chel bola vayekiyano. The sitra achra swallowed up the whole army, a whole mass, vayekiyano, and he was forced to throw it up. Va'isa mizeh toira, and Mordechai makes from these nitzutzos of kedusha, which he robs Haman of, which he causes Haman to throw up, he makes from that toira, shenikras eishes chayil, which is referred to as eishes chayil. This is why it says chayil bola vayikienu. Chayil means an army. The satan swallows up a whole army of nitzutzos of kedusha, and the tzaddik emes forces him to spit it up in the form of eishes chayil, in the form of Torah. The tzaddik emes is the one who draws out this Torah gavoya that's found in the hastara shebetei hastara and brings that forth to be able to benefit Bnei Israel. And this is why we can understand why Daika, those who are on the lowest madriga, like Rabbi Nezal says, need the highest Rebbe to be able to help them, because they need one who can bring out the Torah Gavoya that's found on their low madriga, which is the only thing which could give them a salvation. If you give them anything else, the Rav, if you teach a person who's a Baal Tshuva, if you try to sit him down right away and start teaching them Gemara, as many people do, what happens? He doesn't become really, really tremendously religious. Why? Let's understand why. This person who's far from Hashem has a lot of Ra within him. He has a lot of klipos in him. You feed him Pashtei Oraisa, if you feed him Pshat, Gemara, the klipos can gobble that up like nothing. They can attack that. In other words, we don't see a war going on. Thus, it looks like he's just not becoming fabulous frumkite-wise. Why? Because this Ra within him is Mizgaber, and it chews up the Torah, so the Torah doesn't have the real effect that it could have. Whereas you take a person like that, you bring him to a Rebbe like our Rebbe Zal, who gave the type of shiurim that he did give, these Sisrei Torah, not in other words, whether it be Gematrios or Musar from a Sefer like this, a very high-level Sefer, you throw that into this guy's ears, the klipos in his body try to attack that. There's no way. It's not possible. The Torah is too high a level for them to be capable of dealing with it. And this is how the Torah is able to accomplish what it does accomplish. Once you've been machnia, the majority of the klipos within him, then it's understood that the main thing is to teach him Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, feed him as much meat and potatoes first and be able to give him dessert constantly on the side. But the way to start is not with Pashtei Oraisa, because that the klipos can gobble up like nothing. Just one short item. Haman is the Malchus de Sitra Achra. We were talking about Sarah being the whole union of the Malchus de Kedusha, you know, that she ruled over the whole world. Sarah is the Malchus de Kedusha. We said recently, just to put it on tape now and to write it down if you want, the fact that Haman, here Rabbi Nezal says, Amalek we know is Malchus de Sitra Achra because it says Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis means the ruler, right? Mm-hmm. How do we know that Haman is Malchus de Sitra Achra? Because Haman is in equal opposition in a sense to Sarah. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word Sarah in Atbash is Begematria Haman, exactly. Sarah in Atbash, the Shin becomes a Beis, which is 2, the Reish becomes a Gimel, which is 3, 2 and 3 is 5, the Hay becomes a Tzaddik, 95.
What is the Shayin?
That Haman is the Malchus de Sitra Achra. The Malchus of Kedusha is symbolized by Sarah. Take that. What's the opposite of that? Opposite means Atbash. Exchange the Aleph for the Tav. Go exact opposite. The opposite of Sarah is Haman. You follow? The opposite of Malchus de Kedusha is Malchus de Sitra Achra.
Or another way of saying that it's not that so much the opposite, but that thing about Hastara, that it's that. That the Malchus Kedusha usually at a Nistar level in what you see,
exactly.
So that Sarah is hidden also in the Malchus Kedusha.
True. Let's just do the next paragraph, which will take another 5 minutes, because this is the punchline here. This is the real punchline. Look at these words, this next sentence. Rabbi Nezal says, Ulefi hagdolas hadas kein haparnoso benokel. According to the hagdolas hadas, according to how high level of das a person achieves, according to how much a person works in hagdolas hadas, how? By studying Torah, by having his pleidades, by doing whatever is necessary to be magdil his das, he is zoche to parnoso benokel, where the parnoso comes easily. Ki parnoso benokel toila bedas. Rabbi Nezal says to have parnoso come easily to you is an item that's totally purely in das. Kemoshe kosu, as the Chumash says, when Hashem gave the command to Bnei Israel to get the mon, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jews that on Shabbos they should not go out and look for mon because it won't be there. So the pasuk says Hashem told him to do that, and sure enough, Shatu ha'am v'laktu. The nation went out and they went looking for it and they picked them on. The Zohar Kodesh says Shatu is miloshin shtusa. V'laktu b'shtusa. They went out with stupidity, and that's why they were forced to go pick for their food, to go work for their food. In other words, to go out and toil to get it. Every word here is handpicked. I'm saying, listen very carefully to what he's saying here. Each word is dynamo. Ki kol mi shechoser das b'yoser, hu yoga v'torach achar haparnoso b'yoser. The less das that a person has, the more effort he has to put into in going out to earn his parnoso. V'gam lefi hagdolas, that's one item. V'gam lefi hagdolas hadas, kein nisra b'hasholim. Another item that comes out of hagdolas hadas, besides parnoso b'nokel, you also increase the sholim in the world. Ki sholoim toloi bedas. Sholoim is dependent on das. Kemoi shekosud, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that there'll come a time, lo sedlovoi, vigor ze'ev in keves. The wolf and the sheep will be able to live together in peace and harmony. Why? Ki molo ha'oretz deyo es Hashem. Because there'll be a hagdolas hadas. There'll be an increase in das, so even the wolf and the sheep will be able to get together. The more seichel there is, the more sholoim there is. Sheyuchlu logur biyachad shnei hafochim. Sheyie sholoim nifla ba'olam. When Mashiach will come, there'll be a wondrous sholoim in the world. Sheyuchlu logur biyachad shnei hafochim. Two opposites will be able to live together. Even the biggest extremes, Satmar and Lubavitch and Bells, and all of these wild opposites will be able to get together. Machmas goydol hadas sheyios, because of the tremendous das that will be then. Kalide hadas nigdal hasholim, through das the sholim is heightened. Kinezbatel hakas varzorius aide hadas, because these two are opposites. The Gemara says ko akoyes chochmosay mistalekes mimenu. Das and kas are two opposites. When there's an increase in das, there's a decrease in kas and machlekes and all of that. Kikas varzorius humi heder hadas. Kas, anger, and achzorius, a sadistic nature, come from a decrease in das. Kemoshe kosel, as the pasuk says, kas b'cheik ksilin yonuach. You know where kas is to be found? In the laps of fools. Kas is by fools. A person who lacks sechel has a lot of kas. And the more das there is, the more rachmonis there is, and the more shalom there is. The alkein, therefore, Rabbi Nezal stresses, haparnoso benokel. This is what brings about parnoso benokel. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, hasom gevuleich shalom, shalom, Hashem will make peace in your boundaries, chelev chitim yazbiech, and he'll satiate you. You'll have more than enough of the fat of the wheat, meaning you'll have tremendous parnosa, a beautiful shefa. How? Through hasam gvulech sholim, through that which brings about sholim, which is what? Hagdola sadas, which means that the key to parnosa benokel is hagdola sadas, which means that if we find today that we do have to go out and spend 8 hours a day at work, it means that there isn't Hagdolas Hadas, and a person has to daven very hard to Hashem to be zeichet Hagdolas Hadas in order to have Parnosa Benokel, in order that the Parnosa should be able to come as easily as possible, which means with as little travel as possible, with as little toil as possible, with as little tirda as possible.
Is there other connections between Das and Parnosa? In other words, the fact that it is all said, if there's more Das.
Well, you couldn't ask for better than this. the fact that the Zohar HaKadosh says over there that they went out to pick. They had to go out and work on Shabbos. Why? Shotuham v'loktu. Shtusa. They were shtus. There was a lack of seichel. Therefore, there's toil.
It's really to a three-way tie also with shalom. Just as shalom leads kind of source.
100%. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hagdolah Sadas accomplishes two things. Shalom and parnasa
benokah. How does person come to Hagdolah Sadas? Just by learning more and spreading this?
That's number one. And number two, that's going to be the topic of the next few pages. The concept, what is Hagdolah? First, we have to define what it is. What's pshat in a high-level das? We're going to discuss Shavuos, which is Moach Non, the Ha'atz Hagdolah Sadas. We're going to discuss Machlekes Lashem Shamayim, which is one of the highest levels of das. And he's going to go into that whole, and then he's going to end up discussing the topic of Hespedidus. How all of these items refer to as Hagdolah Sadas. And the answer is, how do you, in other words, a person has to talk to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal said, make from Torah Tefillah. My Rebbe, who knew more than anybody else, the Rabbeinu Zal says in his Sefer, that Lefi Hagdolah Sadas, okay, let me be Zeche to a lot of Das, so I should be able to spend as little time as possible on the Tirdas HaPanasa, and be able to devote as much time as possible to Kiddusha. It's a simple, in other words, a person has to go with three Opshitas, period. You look at somebody like Rebbe Zal, where there wasn't Tirdas HaPanasa. Panasa wasn't, it's not that he didn't have to have Panasa, he lived on air, but there wasn't Tirdas. Why? Because there was Hagdolah Sadas. That's why there was Shalom. You couldn't apply the term Machlekes to him. Saying there was so high level of seichel, the concept of machlekes didn't apply to him. Period. You know, to say that he was in a state of machlekes against this one, somebody could have been chelik against him, but you couldn't apply the term machlekes against. He was chelik against this one. It didn't apply. Why? Because there was so high level of. There was so high a level of that. Period. Could you say that Rabbeinu Zal was chelik on the Shpola Zayda? No. Whatever. Rabbeinu Zal was chelik on the Savrana. It wasn't pass. It wasn't. You couldn't apply the term to him. Why? Because there was so much seichel. Period.
Amen. We're up to Teron on Vav, Siv Zion. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shavuos." This topic that we were just discussing about Hagdolas Hadas, a super high level of Das, which brings about Shalom, Rabbeinu Zal said, because Das is the chibur of two opposites, which is the whole concept of Rachmanas, because Rabbeinu Zal had brought the pasuk that when Mashiach will come, "Kimola ha'oretz deyos Hashem kamayim lehem achasim," and then it says, "V'gor ze'ev im keves," that the wolf and the lamb will be able to live together. Why? Because there'll be a Rachmanas, there'll be a Shalom, which will be brought about through a Rachmanas. The wolf, or even the wolf, will have Rachmanas. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shavuos." This is all related to the yontif of Shavuos. Shavuos is a very, very high level seichel. Shehu chesed elyon v'rachman gedolim. The yontif of Shavuos refers to a super high level of chesed and rachman gedolim. Ki goydel horachmim tolui v'goydel hadas kanal. Rabbeinu Zal says, what determines the level of Rachmanas, the level of Das? A person who doesn't have Das, who doesn't have Seichel, can think he's having Rachmanas on a kid. He wants the kid to go to college and this and that and everything, and he's the worst Achzori in the world. The only way a person knows what Rachmanas is through Das. Kibishas Matan Torah Nira Lohem Kizokim Moli Rachmin. Because it's brought that at Matan Torah, how did Hashem appear to Bnei Israel? In the form of a Zokim Moli Rachmin. That's the wording in the Medrash. An old man filled with kindness. That whole concept of an old man, old, the older a person gets, the more seichel he gets, the more Yishuv Hadas he gets, the more settled his seichel gets, the more Rachmanas there is. V'zokein hu b'yishuv hadas. The concept of zokein is a concept of yishuv hadas. U'bozeh toli goydel harachmim kanal. And the whole concept of rachmonis is toli in das. V'alkein shavuos hu chesed elyon v'rachmim gedolim. This is why the yontif of Shavuos, which is when Matan Torah took place, we refer to that yontif as this union of rachmim gedolim, because Hashem showed his rachmim gedolim on that day by appearing to Bnei Israel in this form of zokein mole rachmim. This is the whole concept of the mikveh of Shavuos, which is the mikveh nun.
Shehu Shar Elyon Minun Shari Bina Kameshikosov Bikavona Shavuos. The Arizal says in the Pri Eitz Chaim that when a person goes to the mikveh on Shavuos night, that point he achieves the 50th level, literally mikveh nun, he achieves the 50th of the 50 madregas of Bina. That's when a person could be masig the 50th. Shehu Bachinas Sechel Vidas Elyon. That's a super high level of Sechel and Das. Bachinas Chesed Elyon Brachim Gedoven Kanal. V'alkein ha-mikveh moishiyah mikol ha-tzorois. This is why we know that Rabbi Nizal stressed very much that mikveh can help a person in any case of tzora. K'moishiyah kosel, as the Pasuk says, Novi mikveh Yisrael moishiyah b'eis tzora. The mikveh of Bnei Yisrael protects them, saves them, rescues them at a time of tzora. And Reb Michal mentioned this to me, and Rabbi Yechai mentioned this to me. I never heard Rabbi Zal mention it, that it was the minhag of Anshei Shlameinu that whenever there was any type of eis tzara, when they were in Russia, any time any problem would come up, the first thing the person would do would be go to mikveh, come out of the mikveh, now what do we do? Now what do we do? We have a spoidedus, or go to this place, go to that place. The first thing at any time of tzara was always mikveh. Kihu chesed elyoin shemoishia mikol hatzorois. Mikveh symbolizes a super high level chesed, which protects a person from all tzorois. Rav Nosson Zal brings on Likutei Halachos, what's the meaning of mikveh? When a person goes into mikveh, what happens? Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that when Hashem created the world, the act of creation took tremendous rachmonis. Why? Because when Matan Torah took place, and the Yidden followed the mitzvahs of the Torah, etc., etc., then there's already a fairness involved. When at the time that Hashem created the world, for the first 2,000 years, there was no Torah, there was no reason for Hashem to create the world. It was chesed chinam. It was a tremendous high-level chesed. That's Briyas HaOlam. Now, we would surely imagine that the closer you get towards the beginning of Briyas HaOlam, the higher a level of chesed it was on the part of Hashem. In other words, in the year 1000, Hashem knew that 1,000 years from now, I'm going to be giving the Torah, the Jews will be following my laws, I'll get some nachas Saturday. 2,000 years before Matan Torah, it took a higher level chesed to be willing to wait 2,000 years. The beginning of creation, that's referred to as a super, super high level chesed on the part of Hashem. And what was the world at the time of the beginning of creation? All mayim, all water. When Hashem first created the world, the whole world was water. And then he separated between the mayim elyonim and the mayim tachtonim. So Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of being completely enclosed by water is a concept of going back to the beginning of creation, drawing from this chesed elyon rachmim gedolim. Every time a person goes into the mikveh and he covers his whole body in water, he's drawing from that super rachmim gedolim that was present at the beginning of creation. And that's why it has the power to moshiyah beis tzora, ki hu chesed elyon shemoshiyah mikol hatzora, is the alkein ha-mikveh metaher mikol ha-tumois. Therefore, the mitzvah of mikveh purifies a person from all types of tumois. Kama shekozo, as the Navi says in Yechezkel, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim v'tihatim mikol tumoisechem. I'll pour on you pure waters, and that'll purify you from all types of tumois. Rabbi Nazal says, Ki ein yisurim b'lo yavoyim. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a person never goes through any type of suffering unless there's a sin. V'alkein ha-mikveh shemoishiyah mikol ha-tzorois u'mikol ha-yisurim. Therefore, mikveh, which removes yisurim, we just said that mikveh rescues you from tzorois, it rescues you from yisurim, u'metaher mikol ha-tumois u'mikol ha-chatoim. Therefore, mikveh has the power to purify a person from all types of tumah and from all types of sins. And this should be part of a person's hispoidus. When a person goes into the mikveh, or before going to the mikveh, or in hispoidus at night, Hashem, let me be saycha, tomorrow, by going into the mikveh, that the mikveh should wash away all the stains, I should start off, I should be able to make a new aschol.
It not only removes the resulting yisurim, it removes the problem, the original problem.
Right, based on the Gemara. Ein yisurin b'layavoin. So if mikveh is the opposite of yisurin, if A equals B, if yisurin equals avoin, mikveh knocks out yisurin, it means mikveh knocks out avoin. Automatically. That's the way Rabbi Nizal is explaining this. Mon. This is the whole side of the Mon, which Hashem sent to Israel. What was Mon? That was the perfection of Parnosa Benokel. They didn't have to do any work whatsoever, just go out and pick it up. That was the Mon, right? Which means, if we just said that Parnosa Benokel is totally in Das, in a super high level Das, then Mon must be a super high level Das. How high a level? Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh b'chinas Mon, b'chinas mikveh shel shar hanun. The word Mon is composed of two words, mikveh, nun. Shehu bechines das godol, which refers to a very, very high level das, ki hamon bechines das. Mon was a bechin of das. So that's why they were zeichet to such parnasa benokim at the time. Why? Because they were the doyer deya. It was bedavka right after Matan Torah. That at that time they were the super doyer deya. They were zeichet to be able to receive lechem and hashemayim without having to go to work at all. How? Through this hagdolas hadas. Zeh bechinas, Rabbi Nizal says that this is also associated with the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara over there in Shabbos goes through the letters of the alphabet, showing how from the sequence of the letters of the alphabet we can learn certain mitzvahs of the Torah. For example, Gimel Dalet. What is Gimel Dalet? Gimel Dalet refers to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Gimel is Goymel, Dalet is Dalin. Goymel Dalin, to do favors on the poor people, which is the meaning of tzedakah. Aleph Beis, the Gemara over there goes to show each two letters comes to teach us a mitzvah or an item in Torah. So the Gemara over there says, what is Mem Nun? Mem Nun is Maimar Posuach, Ne'emon Poshut. Maimar is open, Ne'emon is Poshut. This is what the Gemara says over there. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this. Maimar Posuach, Zebechinas, Hizgalas Hadas. The concept of an open Maimar, a Maimar opening up, is a concept of Das. Why? Because until a person speaks, if you have a big Talmud Chacham, he keeps his mouth closed, there's no revelation of Das. As soon as he gives forth Dibur, a Maimar, he is Poseach, Posach Rabbi Yitzchak V'Omar, as soon as a Talmud Chacham opens up, there's a revelation, a Hizgalus Hadas. Rabbi Nizal says, "Bechinas Hizgalus Hadas, ki Adibur hu Hizgalus Hadas." Kama Shikosa, as the pasuk says, "Mishlei mi piv das usuvuna." It's only from the mouth of a person that you get to know what level his das and tvuna is. Ubenitzrayim shoyo hadas begolus. And in Mitzrayim, when the das was in golus, how do we know that the das was in golus? Kama Shikosa, "Ushmi Hashem loinoidati lohem." The name of Hashem was not known to them. There was a chesaron in das, a chesaron in yedia. It means automatically that the Dibur was also in Golus, because these two go together. The Bechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, that this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was Kivad Peh. There was a Pigam in Dibur. The Dibur couldn't come out. Kivad Peh uKivad Loshein. Ukeshayotzu mi Mitzrayim, all Bnei Israel came out of Mitzrayim, sheyotzu hadas ne'agolus, the das came out of the Golus, yotzu v'niftach hadibur. The Dibur came out, and the Dibur was opened up. V'zeh bechinas maimar posuach shenifta'ch hadibur v'nizgar lehadas. The dibur opened up and the das was revealed. V'al yedei hizgalas hadas. And this is why the Arizal says, where do we see this so clearly? What organ is used for dibur? The mouth. The mouth is malchus. What is found in the mouth? The teeth.
32
teeth. Lamed beis nesivus hachochma. Behold, his galus hadas is only when the mouth opens up. That's when you see the das. That's when you see the sechel. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vayidei his galus hadas nispashe ne'amonus Hashem isporach." And the more das that's revealed, the more the trustworthiness of Hashem is revealed. The more people recognize they have emun in Hashem, because a person with sechel, any person with any sechel, would have emun in Hashem. The Nikor, and it becomes recognizable, Shehu Ne'emon, that Hashem is trustworthy, Mavtiach Ve'oiseh. Hashem promises, and Hashem satisfies his promises. He lives up to whatever he says. V'zeh Bechinas Ne'emon Poshut. Through Maimar Pasuach, which means Hizgalus Hadas, through that is Nispashet, the Ne'emonus of Hashem, the trustworthiness of Hashem. Shenispashet ne'emonusai kanal. Avul b'Mitzrayim shehoyo hadas begolus, but in Mitzrayim where the das was in golus, loinispashet ne'ezgala ne'emonusai, the ne'emonus of Hashem was not revealed. V'zeh shepirush Rashi, ushmi Hashem loinoidati lohem. That's why the Rashi on this pasuk, ushmi Hashem loinoidati lohem, what does Rashi HaKodesh say? Loinikarti b'midas amitis sheli. I wasn't recognized by my truthfulness, by my trustworthiness. Shal yedei shaloi nizgale hadas b'Mitzrayim, al yedei zeh loi nikar ne'emonusoi kanal. Through the fact that the das was hidden, the ne'emonus of Hashem was hidden. Ki ha-chesed toloi b'das kanal, because of these three items go together. Das, chesed, and emuna. All three are actually one and the same. They seem to be three different items. It's all part of the properties of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh bechinas onoichi The Gemara says over there on Shabbos that what is the word Anoichi? Anoichi Yehivo Ksivo Ne'emonim Amoreho. Hashem says, I have given forth a writing, the Torah HaKadosha, Ne'emonim Devoreho, and her words are trustworthy. The words of the Torah are trustworthy. She'al Yedei Nesinas HaTorah, through the act of Hashem giving the Torah to Ben Israel, Niftach HaMaimah V'nizgale HaDaskanah. The Maimar was opened up, the Das was revealed. This is how the trustworthiness of Hashem was nispashet. The Gemara says over there that it's her words. Amoreho is Maimar. Maimar Ne'emon. Bechinas Ne'emon Poshut Maimar Pasuach. Here we see the connection between these two items. That the letter Mem refers to an inyan of Maimar, the Nun refers to an inyan of Ne'emonus. When there is Maimar, which is his Galas Hadas, then there is Ne'emon, then there's trustworthiness. This is why the word mon, which refers to mikveh nun, which is a hizgalus hadas, a very high level of das, which refers to parnosa benokel, by the way, also is the first letters of maimar ne'emon, because this high level of das is what brings out the trustworthiness of Hashem. Bechinas maimar pasuach ne'emon poshut kanal, as the Gemara says there. Rabbein Ezal says ki hamon hu bechinas das godel kanal, because the mon is a very, very high level das. V'alkein ochlu b'nei Yisrael es hamon arboim shana. This is why the Torah testifies. For how long a period of time did b'nei Yisrael eat the mon? 40 years. Ki ben arboim l'bina. Because when a person is 40 years old, that's when he achieves bina, which means that the mon was an inyan of bina, an inyan of the yontif of Shavuos, Shaar HaChamishim, the 50th level, an inyan of mikveh, which is also bina. This is why mikveh is bedafka 40 saw, corresponding to the 40 years that Bnei Yisrael ate the mon in the Midbar. And this is why the word mikveh is also the milui of the Shem Ekyeh, which is the name of Hashem which stands for Bina. Ekyeh is Tshuva, which is the whole name of Shavuos. Shuva Elayv or Shuva Alechem. For 49 levels we climb up to come close to Hashem. The 50th level, Kabyochol, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down to Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah, it's interesting here that it's a progression from Das to Emunah. Usually we say Varstikli Emunah V'yadat Das Hashem. Here
exactly.
It's showing the other way.
100%. That the more there is a Hizgalus Hadas, the more the Emunah is solidified. The more we get to understand Hashem, the more the Emunah becomes strengthened. The Emestikait of Hashem becomes more known. And this is why Rabbein Ezal says that Emunah without Das is very weak. Tefillah without Torah, it's the first sentence in Likudei Moran. Da ki al yidei haTorah nistavim kol haTefillos. He doesn't list tefillah first. We in Breslov know that tefillah is the most important thing. But the biggest mistake you could make is to have tefillah without Torah, because that's weak. Emunah without Das is very, very weak. A person who doesn't come to the shiur, and why would Rebbe Zal stress to coming to the shiur so much, Monday night, Wednesday night, Shabbos, stressing, why? Because you can't say that I believe. You have to nourish the Emunah constantly with Das, or else the Emunah peters out. No matter how good you are, the Emunah weakens unless you're constantly pouring Das on it. Alright, let's try to do another piece. Rabbein Ezal says, "V'zeh shomer asal." This is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, "Es hamon ochlu arboim shana." The Gemara says that the Jews ate the mon for a period of 40 years. So the Gemara asks over there, they actually ate it 40 years, less 30 days. They didn't get the mon until 30 days after they came out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Elo ugo shehoitziu mi Mitzrayim to'amu bo ta'amon. The Gemara says that those ugois that they took out of Mitzrayim with them, the matzos, they tasted the ta'am of mon in those matzos. Now Rabbein Ezal is going to explain the whole thing. Rabbein Ezal says, ki be'emes, in truth, hamon shehu bechinas das, the mon which is bechinas das, hoyoroi sheyechlu oisoi mem shona b'shleimus. The Yidden should have eaten it for 40 complete years. Ki arboim hu bechinas bina v'das. Arboim is the bechina of bina, which is, in this case, synonymous with das. We're not really differentiating. Dahainu tekev sheyotzu mimitzrayim v'nizgala hadas, hoyoroi sheyechlu amon tekev. The moment Bnei Israel came out of Mitzrayim, where the Das was taken out of Golos, they should have been roi titamon immediately. Val zeh tirtzu razal, and about this the Gemara says, Ugo shehoitziu mimitzrayim, the Ugo which they took forth from Mitzrayim, hainu hamatzois, tuamu bohem tam mon. They tasted imi matzah a tam of mon. Ki hasholoim toli b'das. Rabbi Nazal says sholoim, we said before, is dependent on das. The more das there is, the more sholoim there is. Ki mol harad deyos Hashem, when vigor, then that's when vigor zev and kevis. Umachlekes hu hepech hadas. Machlekes is the opposite of das. Rabbi Nazal says, ach, just a pause for a minute. Matzis, Rabbi Nazal says, here is bechinas das. Rabbi Nazal once said a fabulous chiddush. We say on Pesach, we eat matzis, the first night of Pesach is referred to as a das, super high level of moichin, moichin the godless, tremendous moichin. The word matzah, therefore, which two letters of Hashem's name refer to, what is das a kolel of? Chochma and Bina. Which two letters of Hashem's name refer to Chochma and Bina? Yud K. In Al Sog Morbon, what is it?
Al Sog.
Matzah is exactly the gematria of Sog. Showing that matzah is das. Matzah is the singing of Meichen the Godless. Rabbi Nizal says, Ach yesh machlekes shehu l'shem shamayim. There is an item which is referred to machlekes shehu l'shem shamayim. Shehu be'emes das godel ma'oid. This is a super high level of das. Yeser mehadas shel sholoim. A much higher level das than sholoim. Why? He's going to explain. Ki be'emes zeh ha-machlekes hi avo v'sholoim godoim. Because this type of machlekes is actually a very high level of sholoim, of avo. K'moy shem chazal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, es vohe besufa. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Novi, which says, es vohe besufa. The Gemara says that this refers to Hillel and Shammai, that whenever they would have a machlekes, what would always be the saif? Vohe, avo. They always ended off with avo. The Gemara testifies, leizazu misham ad shenasu oyavim zelazem. They would never leave a machlekes until they became the best of friends. So we see that each time there was a machlekes, it renewed the friendship. It says, Shema Chazal, this is what the Gemara says, machlekes shehi l'shem shamayim seifo l'hiskayim. Machlekes, which is l'shem shamayim, the seif is that it will have a key in Hayu. Shebe'emes hi avo kanal. This machlekes in truth is really avo. V'ze seifo l'hiskayim. The seif will have a kiyum. What is the seif? We said es vohe besufa. The seif is avo. Bechinas avo. K'mishikosu es vohe besufa kanal. That what's going to result from this type of machlekes? Avo is going to result. It's going to strengthen the avo. V'ze bechinas, as if you recall, we have in Torah Dalet and Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal was talking about that when a person is zechet, understand that everything that happens to them good and everything that happens bad is for the good, that's bechinas ahava, which is begematria echod. This is an echod which came about through machlekes. Until he saw the good and the bad, it wasn't solid. He had to have bedafka, the difference, the good and the bad, and be able to understand that they're both one. That's what brings about echod, which is begematria ahava. Rabbi Nazal says, "V'zeh bechinas Moshe." This was the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe hu bechinas hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is the symbol of das. Shehu bechinas machlekes l'shem shamayim. V'alkein Moshe hu roshei tevois machlekes shamay hillel, as is brought in the Megala Mukos. Shehein bechinas machlekes l'shem shamayim. Their machlekes is the one which the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos. They were the symbol of machlekes l'shem shamayim. V'alkein hayegulas mitzrayim al-yedei Moshe ki ikir ha-geula al-yedei hadas. Because the whole concept of geula is a concept of das. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, V'idaten ki Hashem hoitzi eschem leman yedu. The pasuk says you should know that Hashem took you out. Why did He take you out? Laman yedu dayroseichem bababa etc. etc. We see that the whole union of geulas mitzrayim was a union of das. V'zeh bechinas uga. This is the interpretation of that statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says uga dahainu matzois, which were the matzois shehoitziu mi mitzrayim, which they took out of mitzrayim. Ki matzo hi bechinas machlekes. Matzah is a bechina of machlekes. It's of and sog. It's chachma and bina, right and left. K'moy shekosuv, anshei matzoisecho yihiyu ka'ayin. The pasuk says, those people who make machlekes against you will become nothing. They'll be destroyed. We see the word matzah is an inyan of machlekes. Matzah umariva. Those two words go together. Ki yinotsu shnei anoshim yachdov. If two people will fight, the word matzah is a mean of fight. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh shehoitziu mi-Mitzrayim v'uga, the matzah, which was taken out of Mitzrayim, shehoitziu daiko. They took it out, b'davko, ki b'Mitzrayim shehoyadas v'golos, v'vaday lo yehoyim achlekes l'shem shemayim." In Mitzrayim, where the das was in golos, certainly this b'chin of machlekes l'shem shemayim was not present. Ki zeh toli b'das kanal, machlekes l'shem shemayim is toli in das. V'zeh uga shehoitziu mi-Mitzrayim dahainu ha-matzah. Shehi bechinas machlokes shehoitziu mi-Mitzrayim sheshom hoyo hadas v'golos. It was taken out of Mitzrayim. It was taken out of Golos. To'amu bohem tamon. Ki la'achar shehoitziu bechinas hamachlokes min ha-Golos Mitzrayim hoyo bohem tamon. Shehi bechinas das godol shehi bechinas machlokes l'shem shemayim. Once they were zeichet to that, that's when they were zeichet to taste, to be able to appreciate. The moment they stepped out of Mitzrayim, they were zeichet to feel the tam of mon, the tam of das elyon, in the uga, in the matzah itself. This is why the mon was referred to as lechem min hashamayim. The word lechem means bread. The word lechem also means milchoma, machlekes. Milchoma is machlekes. Lecham is lechamoy. David HaMelech davened Hashem, battle against those who battle against me. Bechinas machlekes. Haynu shehamon shehu hadas. Hu bechinas machlekes l'shem shemayim kanal. Mon, which is das, is the bechinas machlekes l'shem shemayim. V'alkein doson va'aviro. Shecholku al Moshe shehu hadas. That's why Bedavka Doson Vaviram and Kairach, that whole gang, which were machlekes against Moshe, meaning they were chelek against the Das, what was their pigamin? Pogmu gamkein bahamon. They were plaguing in the mon. How? They left over. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't leave over any for tomorrow, and they left over. They did leave over. Ki hamon, as the Medrash says, ki hamon hu bechinas das, bechinas Moshe kanal. So therefore, if they were plaguing in Moshe Rabbeinu, how did this pigam manifest itself? That when they were given the mitzvah of mon, they didn't do it properly. Because mon and das are synonymous.
It's also probably a pigam in that Indian of machlekes l'shem shemayim. Because there machlekes wasn't l'shem
shemayim. Exactly. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh writes, ki matzah hi asvoso. That matzah is medicine. It's the best refuah in existence. Rabbi Zal mentioned this many times. Here you see the source. Ki matzah shehi bechinas machlokes l'shem shemayim, matzah, which is synonymous with machlokes l'shem shemayim, which is bechinas das, bechinas shalom, hu refuah. Matzah is bechinas shalom. Shalom is the best refuah, as the pasuk ki shalom hu refuah. Shalom means a refuah. Kama shekosuv shalom larochoik velakoroiv omar Hashem urefosiv. And through shalom comes about refuah. Rabbi Nizal explains why. How does a person get sick? There's a disturbance within the shalom, within his body. The dalad yisoidos are not at peace with each other. One, the yisoid of eish is trying to be goyver over the yisoid of mayim. That's how a person gets fever. The yisoid of mayim tries to be goyver over eish. That's how you get other sicknesses. All sicknesses come from a lack of shalom within. Hainu machlokes hayisoidos she yisoid echod mizgabra al chaveroi. V'shalom hu refuah. Therefore, shalom is refuah. So matzah, which is das, which is shalom, is naturally one of the best items for refuah. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh shenikra matzah lechem oini. This is why matzah is referred to as lechem oini. Why? Ki ein oni elo min hadas. The Gemara says in Adorim that what does the Torah call an oni? A person who lacks seichel. In das koniso ma chosarto. In das chosarto ma koniso. This is the concept of a person who's sick. Kama shekosuv, madua ato kocho dao ben hamelech. When Tamar asked, Amnon, when he was sick, she came in to see him. She said, why do you look so dao? Dao means, she meant sick, but she used the word dao, which means poor.
Who did
you look like? You're Amnon, the son of David HaMelech.